As I said, we are working through prayers as psalms during this season of Lent. And the beginning, particularly, of this psalm, Psalm 22, is a psalm of lament. I want to talk to you today about lamenting, about crying out, about pushing back against God, questioning, maybe even raging. I think for a lot of people, lament is the most uncomfortable type of prayer. The songs that we'll sing today, we just sang one and we have two more, they might feel awkward, painful, unsettling, without closure, or any number of difficult things. These are songs that we rarely sing. Other than tunes, you might not recognize them at all. Why is that? I think for some, it feels disrespectful to let God have it, so to speak. People say that God doesn't want our anger, as if God can't handle it, or that God is somehow offended by our raised voices, as if God doesn't also express anger. Or maybe it feels unfaithful for you to question or to doubt or even to despair, like it means that our faith isn't good enough or that we are not good enough Christians. Perhaps it's just scary to sit with raw fear and hurt for very long. Most people report that they don't want a worship that feels like a downer. They say that they want to walk out of worship feeling up and happy, and that's part of why we never sing these songs. But a lot of people also report not feeling like they can bring their full selves to worship, because it seems like everybody around them is really happy, and they aren't. There's a problem there. Maybe what we need most in this time of worship is not a superficial happy or a false sense of everything is fine, but instead to be honest and vulnerable and to tell God exactly what God already knows, that life is not always easy, that sometimes we suffer and we struggle and we worry and sometimes we feel abandoned even by God. Well, I have good news for you, friends. Jesus did that. If this psalm started off sounding familiar to you, it's because Jesus himself cried out from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Where the hell are you? Jesus didn't hesitate to lay it all out in a time of unbearable pain. So surely we too are allowed to voice our sense of loss and loneliness and to wonder at times where God is in the midst of it all. We now know that mental stress and physical pain can affect the way that our brains work and affect the way that our bodies function. And so it makes sense, I think, in this day and age to say that sometimes the harsh reality of our lives makes it physically difficult for us to see God amongst us. Well, guess what? God made our brains and our bodies, all of our emotions, and God called us what? Good. So none of the things that are happening in us and none of the things that we are feeling come as a shock to the Creator who is walking alongside of us when we feel pain. Lament prayers are woven into the Word of God. Lament prayers were spoken by the Son of God himself as a gift and a tool for us to use. And so maybe it's time we use the full range of God-given emotions in our faith practices and see if we can't find some healing and wholeness through them. One of our hymns today, 698, we will sing together these words. How can we hope? How can we sing? O God, set free our voice to name the sorrows, name the pain, that we might yet rejoice. There's healing in the naming of pain. Saying that God feels far away does not mean that God is, nor does it push God away. But it's okay to feel that way sometimes. Thankfully, God's presence is not reliant on our ability to see or to feel it or to control our unpleasant emotions. It can be comforting to shout out to God, "Why aren't you here? Why aren't you listening? Do something." And maybe we can even in that midst enjoy the clear irony of what we're doing, speaking very intimately and comfortably to one who we are claiming is nowhere to be seen. I've seen this in my own life. To me, it's like Hope, my daughter. When she's upset with me, she crawls into my lap to be held while she cries it out. She does that because she knows that I am safe space to be while she processes her pain. There are even kids who rail at their parents, "You don't love me." And developmental experts will tell us that only kids who feel truly loved and truly safe feel the freedom to say this because they know it's not true, and yet it's helpful for them to speak it out loud as they move through their feelings. And the beauty of naming and claiming our heartbreak and our anger and our doubt and our fear through lament is that in doing so, sometimes we find our hearts changing as the prayer goes along. We cry out, "You don't love us," only to look up and find that we have climbed into God's lap and are being held. In our willingness to comfortably sit with the truth of our hearts, maybe we can find work through those feelings toward a deeper truth. Notice that Psalm 22, like many other lament psalms, also includes words of trust and love and praise. Even as the writer cried out, they also acknowledged that their ancestors trusted in God and were delivered. This is a common theme throughout Scripture known as salvation history. Leaders, prophets, even Jesus himself recalled how God did this or that particular saving work in the past. Salvation history. In fact, many Old Testament speakers referred to God as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That in itself is shorthand salvation history, a quick touch point reminder that God brought life to and through those key figures and their entire lineage. That they were not dealing with a new, unfamiliar, and untrustworthy God who somehow had to prove God's self in the midst of this fresh experience of pain. All of these speakers and writers created these litanies of redemption stories to remind themselves and to remind their entire communities that God has shown up before in times of difficulty, bringing new life, and therefore can be trusted to do it again. Rehearsing our own salvation history can bring hope. Recalling our own stories of God at work gives us a firm grip on God's track record when all else seems to be slipping through our fingers. Being able to name ways that God has been there for us in past hurts, how God has shown up in the love of others, how God has given us peace when it made no sense to feel it at all, it helps us to remember that we've been in similar situations before and we have found life in one way or another on the other side of those things. So, my friends, the next time that you are feeling all the feels and you're not sure that God can take it, I want to encourage and empower you to let God have it. It's okay. God has big enough shoulders. Lament and wail and lay those raw open wounds at God's feet, even while crying out that God is nowhere to be found. If you can recall your salvation history through the tears, beautiful. If it helps you to find your way back to praise, great. And if you can't, keep on lamenting for as long as you need to, and the rest of us will hold tight for you the truth of the one who cried out similar words from the cross, who promises to be with you always, even to the end of the age, even when you cannot feel it. Thanks be to God.